With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. As Israel warns people in southern Lebanon to evacuate as it prepares a possible ground invasion, U.S. officials are telling its citizens to leave. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. has organized contract flights to fly Americans and their families out of Lebanon.
We had a flight with 300 seats available yesterday, and around 120 people went out on it. We had another flight with 300 seats available today, and a little over 130 people went out on it. We're going to continue to organize those flights as long as the security situation is challenging, as long as there aren't sufficient commercial options available, and as long as there's demand.
Americans are responsible for paying the over $200 ticket. Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week.
The Labor Department reports applications for jobless claims rose by 6,000 to 225,000 for the week ending September 28th. It was slightly more than the 221,000 analysts were expecting. The four-week average of claims fell by 750 to 224,250.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The union representing 45,000 striking U.S. dock workers at East and Gulf Coast ports reaches a deal to suspend the three-day strike until January 15th after the presidential election to provide time to negotiate a new contract. They say the workers will resume immediately. Kamala Harris announces $750 in aid to Hurricane Helene victims just days after the Biden-Harris administration announced $8 billion in aid for Ukraine. Harris visited Georgia Wednesday, 2 days after President Trump. A GoFundMe account approved by President Trump has now collected $4,900,000. The original goal was $1 million. This is SRN News. Gen Z is seeking something.
Young Americans ages 11 to 26 are not especially Christian or even religious, but a new poll from the Barna Group still finds that 64% of them have prayed to God in the past week. To what God is unclear, but they are praying. That percentage is about twice the number of Gen Z who go to church or read the Bible. The numbers suggest that America's youngest people are seeking spiritual answers even as they turn their backs on traditional faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fact checkers are taking Tim Walz to task for claiming that the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 is calling for a registry of pregnancies. He made that claim during this week's vice presidential debate, but in fact, Project 2025 calls for the collection of accurate and reliable statistical data about abortion, abortion survivors, and abortion-related maternal deaths. This is SRN News. Tesla announces a recall.
The electric vehicle manufacturer is recalling 27,000 of its Cybertrucks. The vehicle's rear-view camera may not activate immediately when shifting into reverse. Tesla has released a free software upgrade to address the issue, and owner notification letters are expected to be mailed out in several weeks. This is the fifth recall of the Tesla Cybertruck since it went on sale late last year. Rich Thomason reporting.
Texas is suing TikTok over the handling of children's data. Thursday, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit saying TikTok violated the state's parental consent laws. He said TikTok failed to comply with the SCOPE Act. It requires social media companies to take steps to protect kids online and prohibits them from selling any child's personal data without parental permission. More details at SRNnews.com.